What's today? Today's the 6th of
November.
November 2019. Unbelievably.
Yeah.
We're talking to Rob Horner from West Dubuque in many ways over the years. Rob, and just tell me a little bit about your beginnings, your family, when you got started in maybe grade school and from then on.
I went to Seton and Epworth until fifth grade. And then I went sixth grade on. I went to Farley and started to be a Bobcat, more or less.
Okay.
I've lived in Epworth all my life. I'm married with four kids. We are a Bobcat family, I would say.
Totally.
Laura is the secretary at the high school for 34 years. I've been there since I was born. I've been a Bobcat, I think. All my kids graduated from Western Dubuque. All my three boys been involved in a lot of sports there. Bailey graduated. She didn't play many sports, but she was in the choir, our show choir, in that. So we get involved in all aspects of it, not only sports, but music. I've been on the booster club. I think it was 12 years. I've held pretty much every position on the booster club when I was there, from president, vice president, secretary, treasurer, and goat, and everything,
fundraising
and that. I think we can say, my boys are all pretty much coaching at West Dubuque right now. Ryan coaches football, wrestling, track, and helps out with baseball. Tyler helps out with football and wrestling. And this year, Bryce has helped out a little bit with freshman football by helping him up in the booth as far as being on the headsets during the games with freshman football. So we're, as a family, and Laura's at high school every day and involved with everything. So to kind of background-wise, I think we are a Bobcat family, put it that way.
What are some of your memories, Rob, as far as some of the teachers and coaches you had?
Well, you know, there's three that stick out to me. I'll start with Jerry Ross. Jerry was you know, being involved with sports, I got to know Jerry, and then I coached with Jerry, and Jerry was probably my mentor of learning how to coach defense. He's probably one of the smartest guys I know as far as defense. I had Jerry as a science teacher, and just knew Jerry all my life from being in Epworth. So there's one. Coach Gilbert, everybody probably has his name in there someplace, but Tom, again, I knew Tom all my life because of living in Epworth, but getting involved in sports and being that young little guy that was how do I say it? The water boy in football, the towel boy in wrestling. Went to wrestling practice when I was a little guy, you know, when you're a little guy, I guess he's scary once in a while when he was young and that. But to me, I think that's where I get all my enthusiasm, is because of the enthusiasm he had in coaching. And then the most important one is Tom Danner. I coached with Tom. Well, I've coached with Jerry and Tom Danner, but I've really coached with Tom Danner since 1987 for 30 years. We were freshman football coaches together. In 79, when my dad died, it just seems like Tom was kind of there for me when I needed him then. And then when I was a senior, Tom took me to college visits and different things. So he's been there for me a long time. We've been just together for forever, and he's probably the most important, influential guy that I've probably went through as far as West Dubuque. But you know, for me, it was everybody. I mean, even, you know, when I was there, the principals were yourself and Harold Knudsen and them, and I don't know, it was it was a family down there. And I think it's that's one thing it still is. And I think that's one thing everybody is very proud of, is the family atmosphere. I think there's only two or three teachers that are left down there from the group that started it or was there a long time. And I know Laura's there since 86, and she's one of the few left. But that culture that you guys started is still there, and I think that is huge. And I think today, when the school board election was over with, Mrs. Pape said that one of the things she is so proud of and why she wants to be involved in it is during her, seeking the board, staying on the board, was how people talked about the community, how West Dubuque's a community. It made her pretty proud, and I think that's one of the biggest pluses of West Dubuque, is what was started a long time ago by yourself and that as a community, because that's tough when you got a bunch of little towns, but it's, and that's still there.
You know, I get that when I talk to people on these interviews, I don't think there's been anybody that hasn't told me, in the case of if they're a parent and they have students that mm-hmm. are younger, we want to be in the West Dubuque district. Yeah. We mm-hmm. want our kids to.
Yeah.
And I've had people move back from different places back mm-hmm. into this area, and some of them don't even live in the district, but they send their kids.
Yeah, to the district. Yeah, it's, I guess I've been through it as a student, as a parent, as a coach, and it's a culture that was set, and I think it's a culture that will never leave West Dubuque. And, a lot of people I talk to, some people are jealous of it, and they just
open the paper every day.
Yeah. but you get out to different places and you say West Dubuque, and you're known for that. One of the big things is the crowds, for athletics, when it comes district time and state time. Not that the crowds aren't good during the year, but when it comes crunch time, I don't know if there's a lot of people want to play us because of the following that they get. I know every time I go to a state event, we usually get there early, me and Tom do, and a lot of people in that, and the first thing they'll ask once they see it, so how many people are you bringing tonight, So yeah, that culture of being a community for a big district to be a small community and support everybody is something that is huge for the school, I think.
What did you participate in when you were in high school?
When I was in high school, I participated in football, wrestling, a little bit of track, not much, a couple of years, and then I got out of track, just wasn't my sport, and baseball. So I was a three-sport athlete with baseball, and our football and baseball probably being the number one sports. I'm a diehard, I've coached football at West Dubuque since 87 to about 2017. I think that's when me and Tom got out. I've helped with the little kids wrestling program. I coached in high school. I've coached football, wrestling, and then I was involved with the West Dubuque Little Bobcat Wrestling for a long time. Not as much as Coach Gatto, but for a long time. And I'm just getting out of it a little bit ago, just because I think it's time for new people to be, young people to get involved. So I've been around with it. My first experiences with sports, I was trying to think about this, and I talked to my brother, Greg Featherston, and I just wanted to make sure I had the date right, but okay. I did. And the first things I remember going to is around 1970, and that would have been Greg's junior year, him playing basketball, and the big guy that I remember wrestling that day, and I still remember him, is Todd Straub. And he was one of Greg's classmates, and he was always at our house, so I got to know him, and when he wrestled, we were there. So I can remember my first kind of sporting events were about 1970, and that would have been basketball and wrestling, and then I think it was 73, 74 football got started, and The big one that I remember right off the bat is, it's just because I was family friends with him and that, but would have been Henry Waxter. He was right in that early stage. I remember watching them, and you know, there's been some great events that I remember, and one of the, you know, big things that, or little things that I remember too, is what, I was probably 9 or 10, and I think it was one of the main fundraisers for West Dubuque then, and I think it was one of the first actual kids wrestling tournaments in the area.
Yeah.
And I just remember that little gym would have 500 to 600 kids in there at a, you know, a kids wrestling tournament for the Booster Club started as a fundraiser. And I remember wrestling that when I was little, but I also remember Tom Hamilton talking about that was one of the first, say, big events that the Booster Club, once it got started, used to fund athletics at West Dubuque. It was called the Tri-State Kids Wrestling Tournament, and I remember it being one of the big ones and one of the few around.
Yeah, I'm gonna test your memory a little bit, because I have a specific memory of you playing when you were playing football. And there was an injury you experienced, and I remember you laying in the storage shed.
You know, that's funny you bring that up, because we were talking about that last Friday night up at the football game. Because there is a guy heard from, I guess it was 2 weeks ago, Makokita had a guy hurt, and he's fine, but when he was laying out there, it was kind of scary for a bit and that, and we got talking. I said, I remember about that same spot laying there, and I remember being hauled over to the shed, and I actually ended up in the hospital and come back that night. But I remember that specifically, Bob. That was my senior year, and it was against Comanche, and we got beat 8-6. And we just talked about that Friday night. But yeah, I think what happened was I was on defense and the other guy on offense. We hit each other, and he went down, he got up, and I didn't get up. I think I kind of knocked myself out, and I woke up in the shed, and here's the funny part about that is assistant band director was
Jim Nelson,
and I believe it was homecoming, because I remember waking up and he was standing there in a pig costume, all dressed up. If you remember, there was homecoming and everybody dressed up, and he I remember him before the game, he had the big pig head, but I remember waking up and there he's standing in this pink pig outfit looking at me, and I'm going, okay, what the heck's going on? But yeah, I remember Jim Nelson. I think he was part of one of the ambulance crews of one of the towns at that time. But when I woke up, that was the first guy I remember seeing, put it that way. But yeah, that would have been 1980 when that happened.
That was your senior year?
That was I graduated in 81, so we would have played senior football in 80.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, we just talked about that last Friday night, put it that way, you know. Some of the big memories I got as far as watching people would have been, like I said, 70-71 is the first, and 1979, the football team won the Big Ben Conference. They beat DeWitt, who was supposed to win it, and a big night, and it was cold and rainy, and Carl Pasker kicked a big field goal right at the end of the game down in DeWitt to beat them in 79.
Scott Harrison,
yep.
Rick McLaughlin.
It'd been Kurt McDermott, Scott Harris, Doug Engelken, Kevin Waxter. Who else would have been? Mark Schrader.
Schrader, okay.
Manders, I think it was.
Yeah.
Was it Matt Manders? Mark Manders? Anyway, but that was 1979. That was one of the big things for football started out. Of course, the 2001 state championship. I remember one of the big crowds at first that we took to state wrestling when I was coaching was in 1987. They call it the 7 of 87. They took 7 kids down.
Was that when we had the heavyweight?
Knudsen.
No.
Chad. And Lensman?
Schemmel.
Schemmel would have been 84, 85.
Because he was our first.
Okay, I was 84. Yep, Mike was a state champion. And, you know, that I did, I guess I kind of forgot about that. But yeah, I was down there when Mike was, he was at, and Mike won it when it was a super heavyweight, right. Not just heavyweight. Yeah. It was super heavyweight. That would have been 84. He was 3 years behind me. I wrestled him as a freshman in the room. But, you know, I remember when they wrestled in the history room where Mr. Coffey and Mr. Deliri, where I was the kind of the water boy at that time. I'd come to the practice and take towels or whatever to them, but they're in there. And then we moved down to the
things
to,
we didn't do back then.
Yeah, yeah, and some of the tricks that Kilberg would do to get them rooms hot. I'll just leave that alone. But there was a few tricks he used to do to get them rooms pretty warm. Put it that way.
Snowballs on the throat.
Yep, exactly. There's all kinds of stuff. He'd have me go get bags full of snow. Go get that bag of snow so we can put that on that thermostat, you know. And that's so that stuff. And then, you know, 97, they were undefeated. Football, I mean, we have our football team is 10-0 right now. In 97, I think it was, we were undefeated going into the playoffs and got upset.
That was by I can't remember.
That was by West Delaware.
Okay.
So that was at West Dubuque.
At West Dubuque.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Then, I think 2000.
2000, we were...
We played Owine.
Owine up there. That was when Owine had the three big D1 players, and that was up there. And that wasn't supposed to happen. We beat them in overtime.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, another big game as far as football up there would have been about 91, 92 when we beat Benton up there in overtime. It was probably one of the coldest games I think we've ever played up there on the Buckle and Benton.
That's a lot of windy games up there.
Yeah, in that. So it's that. Wrestling-wise, you know, I guess sports-wise, that's what I know for where, you know, God, what do I remember about, you know, one of the big things I remember is probably more than anything is my dad... Warren Stocks and Carl Waxter were always front row every wrestle match, and we were always there very early in that. And the rivalry meets against Beckman.
Yeah.
I mean, that used to be, you couldn't fit a person. Yeah, it was, there was some awful, that was
strong
some awful,
feelings.
Strong feelings, let's put it that way. Yes, it was, and there were some matches that, you know, they dominated, and there were some matches that we dominated, and boy, oh boy, it got pretty heated, put it that way.
Well, you know, I want to kind of transition a little bit, Rob, and get you into your experiences with the Legion team, baseball. And you've had a lot of background in that. Give us a little background on how you got connected to that.
78, 77. My brother, B.J. Featherston, Dick Vasky, and I think Richie Napper might have been involved in it a little bit, pretty much started the Legion team. And at that time, you know, it's transitioned from being now all Dubuque County Legions to the Legions using kids from Edgewood, Colesburg, from Maquoketa Valley, in that. Going from just t-shirts to regular uniforms. Well, I remember when they first started, it was like, you know what, that's when Cedar Rapids was the
king.
The king of the do it. You know, they were tough in that. And then in 1980, I played on it as my junior year. In 81, I played on it as my senior year. And then the year after that, after I graduated, I still played. I was still eligible to play, you know, age-wise. So I played on it for 3 years from 79, 80, and 81. And I've always been a fan of it and a follower of it because my family's been part of it since then. You know, I've always watched it. And then 2000... two of my boys played on it. Ryan played actually 3 years. Bryce played 2 years on it. And I've always said I've wanted to coach it. I remember in 1984, I think it was, the regional tournament was in Dyersville, which the regional tournament is eight teams from eight different states coming in and that. And I helped out with it. I ran the scout tent. Actually, all I did is make sure you had a bracelet on that you could get in to be, more or less you had to be a scout to get into this tent to get pop and food and stuff like that. So I've been involved in it that. I've been involved in it as parent and as fan. And then 6 years ago, it, you know, it got open, and I had always told Neil McDermott, if you ever want, need a coach for that, I'd love to try to, you know, coach it. And he called me, and well, actually, Mike Gale took over his position, and my brother BJ told Mike Gale, I got just the guy for you to coach this team. And so myself, Ronnie Kramer, and Jeff Nottimer took it over 6 years ago, and we've been pretty successful. Yeah. You know, actually in 6 years, we've been in the state championship game six times. Okay. We've won it four. And so we've been to the regionals four times, and in, you know, 2 years ago we won the regionals, and we went to the World Series to be more or less the first team from Dubuque County to go to the World Series in Charlotte, North Carolina, and it was the first team in Dubuque County to ever win a World Series game, and it was the first team for Iowa to win a World Series game since 1976. I love when you put 18 young kids from Dubuque County together that want to play baseball and love the game, even though they didn't compete with each other all year, if you can make them gel, you can play some awful baseball. And that's what we did. I mean, we don't, the problem with Dubuque County is you don't get to have these kids all summer. Every other state, they play 50 games. I mean, the year we won the World Series, we were the first team we played in the World Series was 55-5.
Wow.
We were 13-2.
Right.
And that. So you don't get to play all summer, but they're playing ball. But, not, you know, so when you get them together, the biggest thing is you just got to make them understand that they're together and get them to gel and play together. And if you get 18 kids that want to play, you can make a lot of things happen. And that's kind of what we've done the last six years.
Why are the regionals usually out in the Dakotas?
Out in Dakotas, or, you know, it's either Minnesota, Dakota, or Missouri area is kind of where that. And, like, Minnesota has over 400 Legion teams in the summer. Dakotas, I know, have like 300, and Missouri has like over 200.
That's Legion ball
is huge. I mean, that's what they do all summer. I mean, they all play spring ball, and they might play 20-25 games in the spring for baseball, but come summer, they try out for these, and then they play 50-55 game schedule, and they have... It's quite a thing that these legions represent these as far as the money that's stuck into some of these teams and that. And compared to what we, you know, we travel and make, we do fundraising, we can hopefully get $4,000 or $5,000 to run our thing on. You know, they run theirs on, I know, $40,000 to $50,000 a year. So it's,
wow.
But Legion ball is something kind of deep in my heart, just because I love it and been around it, and I just love getting to get kids together from different schools. And it's amazing how year after year a lot of these guys play semi-pro baseball, and I'll see them in the summer and they'll be talking to each other and they'll say, hey Rob, how you doing, and that, and the camaraderie that they, and that's the biggest thing right there.
Well, so how did that, you know, when you guys went to the World Series, you needed some more money. How did that work as far?
Well, when you go, they say, you know, once you get after the state, all your transportation is paid and all your hotels are paid by the National Federation of the Legion. And they give the kids $18 a day for meals, which that ain't much for an 18-year-old when you're traveling and that. You know, we did fundraisers, and we went to some of the businesses in the Legion, the five Legion posts from Epworth, Cascade, Farley, Dyersville, and Dubuque. They are the ones that support us and run us. So, you know, they're, you know, each year they chip in so much, and once they knew we were going to the World Series, they're like, "Oops, I guess we got to open our pocketbooks again, don't we, for this?" But okay, to kind of give you an aspect, a relationship as far as what they did that year was, you know, all these kids played summer baseball against each other. On June 29th, we had one practice out at Epworth on a Sunday for about an hour and a half, and the 30th, we played our first game at 11 o'clock or 1 o'clock. We met at Cascade. All 18 kids had batting practice, went to Cascade Monday through Thursday, went 6-1 and won the tournament, and 3 days later we're on a bus to Dickinson, North Dakota. And so the start of June 30th, by the time we were done, it was August 20th.
Okay.
We put on a little over 5,000 miles. 14 hours on a chartered bus, or 28 hours on a chartered bus. That was one trip was 14 hours long. The other trip was 11 hours long. And the other trip was 5 or 6 hours on a chartered bus. 16 days in a hotel that they'd never roomed with a kid before in their life. And
do your laundry.
You know, we had great parents that followed us, and the coaches. Every other day, we had laundry duty, and it was. But that's just an aspect of it. And three plane rides, from Minneapolis to Charlotte, Charlotte to Chicago, Chicago to Dubuque.
Okay.
And that. So it was an experience. Like I said, 5,000 miles. 20 days, and 15 of them days were in a hotel.
Wow.
With 18-year-olds. But, you know, and that's part of the community around here. But as far as, yeah. Yeah, so.
Yeah, that was, I mean, what a great opportunity.
It was. You know, the nice thing about it is these kids will be hanging out when they're 25, 30 years old, and I know they'll be talking about this. And, and that's why the three of us do it, Ronnie Kramer and Jeff Nodderman and I, is not only because we love baseball, is what we see the kids develop as friends, and the memories that they get are just unbelievable. When you know, you start running to the Dakotas or to the Nationals, wherever it is, you know, it just happens to be in the Dakotas the last little bit, but I know we've gone to Missouri and Minnesota too. But
you know what's going to be next year?
Because it's a 2-year term. It is in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Well, that's
again.
Closer then.
Yeah, and that. So, and that. So, yeah. In the.
Well, that's, you know, that's, I mean, what a great experience you had, Rob. Worked with that program for the last number of years. So.
Yeah, it's and the support from the Legions is unbelievable. I mean, you know, that's what is neat too, is when I go to the Legion meetings and the success we've had, these Legion members, you know, are so happy for the program, and they support it so much, and I've learned so much as far as what veterans mean, or you know, what the Legion posts mean and do, and that, and what our veterans should be getting, the respect they should be getting, in that, and you know, their code is to build a young man with the help of baseball to be a not only a good athlete, but even a better person, and that's what we try to work with or instill in this program.
Well, Thanks for the opportunity to sit down with you, Rob.
Yeah.
And talk about.
I could go on and on, put it that way. And I know you could too. But again, I think the biggest thing for West Dubuque is still how it's growing, but it has not. You know, it's growing really big, but it has not lost its core thing, and that is to be a family.
You know, whenever I go back, obviously, to events, and I see the facilities now.
Yeah. And I was on the board too to help with the new addition in 2001?
Yeah, 2000.
One, yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was part of the board to be on there with that we worked on getting that. Yeah, and it's, you know, it's improved, and we could even do even more improvements, which they are doing. But yeah, it's come a long ways, and a lot of people that come back that haven't been back there, they go,
Where'd this all
come from? And the first thing they want to see is the old gym still there? And I love that we have one wrestling meet a year in that old gym. And it is crazy. You never thought how you could fit that many people in one gym.
This must have been maybe after you were there, but you remember what it was like in the locker rooms for football.
Oh gosh. Yes. Oh yeah.
Not locker room.
Okay, so you're coming in as a freshman or sophomore on practice. Varsity is in there. Sophomores are in there. And the little drying room we had that hang up all the equipment.
I just wanted to bring up the fact that I got so tired of not getting any help from saying, well, we need more room. Well, there was always that room to the west there. And eventually it was not used for much. And I said, we want to use that for locker room space. I couldn't get anybody from maintenance to help out. So one Saturday, Paul Knudsen and I each brought a sledgehammer to the locker room.
And broke that wall down.
Broke that wall down.
Oh, God. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. And I remember, well, we call it the old boiler room or the old, that where you kept all the equipment in that one little closet there.
Yeah.
God, we used to pack a lot of stuff. And
there was no ventilation.
No, no.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And the weight room used to be in that little room that you guys made too. After eventually, that room is probably what, 8x12 or 8x15?
Something like that.
That used to be the weight room.
Yeah.
There was one big Atlas weight machine in there that you could do a bunch of things. Then we moved it up to the stage. But yeah, that room ended up being the weight room for a while.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
All right.
Man.